Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 6:47. I'm Howard Feldman. We've, of course, been following this crazy story about the healthcare situation in South Africa. Outbursts can never be the government's response to crisis in public health. So Limpopo MEC for Health attitude is unsurprising. This is according to an IOL article and represents the ANC's understanding of Africa's social and political problems. So according to an independent analyst, senior lecturer at the University of Limpopo, who weighed in on the Ramatuba's controversial video about illegal immigrants and healthcare services that set tongues wagging. So the question, of course, is this, is how much truth is there? We might not like what you had to say, but is there truth in the fact that foreigners are placing a strain on our medical system? Jack Bloom is member of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature for the Democratic Alliance. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good to be with you. Good morning.
Nice to be with you. So what is the, what's your thought on this?
Well, look, I think it was really an abuse of a poor patient to give a big political speech in a hospital. And I think, obviously contravened the Hippocratic Oath. She's a medical doctor herself. But really, this is scapegoating foreigners for much broader problems in the health system. I mean, the Limpopo health system is notoriously corrupted and wasteful, and the MEC for Health there should be fixing up the system than taking it out on a patient in a hospital. But look, there is definitely an issue of foreign patients using our hospitals to some degree. The figures are disputed, but it shouldn't take away the major focus, which is fixing up our health system, which is in a crisis because of corruption, inefficiency, mismanagement, you name it. So I think that's the real target that we should be looking at here.
And it's much easier always just to blame the foreigners, isn't it? I mean, we've seen scapegoating before. The system is a mess, irrespective of whether they're foreigners placing strain on the system.
Well, absolutely. And if the Health MEC of Limpopo and the National Health Department wanted to get extra financing for this, they should do it through the South African Development Community. And they can do that. A payment mechanism can be done. They can track the costs and use their political influence to get our neighbouring countries especially to pay for their patients. That's actually a very feasible way to do it, but they're not looking at practical ways to solve a problem. I mean, they're looking to divert attention from their own failures, which are manifold, unfortunately.
Well, absolutely, and I think that's the danger, is if we allow it, and the fact that we've been having these conversations, I'm not sure is a good thing or bad. I mean, it's good because it's very important that we call it like it is and that we focus on it, but at the same time that we're even debating these things on social media and people say, yes, no, absolutely, it is, foreigners are putting strain on the system, even that discussion. Whereas, of course, there might be truth in it. There's truth in almost anything. You know, there's always an element of truth. Remove a foreigners from it, and yes, of course, there's less people that the system needs to take care of. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that it would cope and it would be in a magnificent state. It won't be. It's because it isn't. It's fundamentally broken, the healthcare system.
Well, absolutely, Howard. I mean, that's what our focus should be on. And, I've concentrated on the Gauteng Health Department because we're in Gauteng.
Right.
And I think the corruption here and the wastage is just larger because there's more money it's a larger budget. But if you want to see really broken hospitals, you go to the rural areas, you go to Eastern Cape, you go to Limpopo, you go to Mpumalanga, and it's absolutely desperation there. So, I mean, the first task of any health that you see in the province is to have a functioning hospital system, make sure that money that you have is spent effectively and don't look for scapegoats. But as I said, there is a remedy if they're really serious about a solution, which is to, through the SADC mechanism, ask for payments. But to do that, you'll actually have to have an accurate billing system.
Right,
and that's part
of
the problem, is that people throw around figures of how many foreigners there are using our health system. You know, we don't have accurate figures. We don't have any accurate billing information. If we started off with that, then we could present bills to foreign embassies of our neighboring countries. I mean, that's actually, you know, that happens in countries overseas. There's nothing problematic about it, but that's one way of addressing the issue. But I have to tell you that as far as Zimbabweans go, I mean, the fact that South Africa, you know, assisted Mugabe to remain in power, that they certified a fraudulent election about 20 years ago.
Absolutely.
I mean, to some degree,
we've got blood on our hands. Listen, there's no question.
We're to blame for the situation Zimbabwe, I'm saying the South African government's to blame because they turned a blind eye. The ZANU-PF is a sister party to the ANC in South Africa, and they've propped up a terrible regime in Zimbabwe. So, unfortunately, there is accountability on that side as well.
Yeah, it's just an incredible thing. The other aspect of it is, even if they did get that money in, would it improve? I mean, if we look at how long it's taken to get the Charlotte Makeke Hospital back on track following a fire, no amount of money in the world, I think, would create efficiency.
Well, that's the point, is that, I mean, if you look at the Gauteng health budget, it's 60 billion rand. That is a lot larger than the total budget for the whole province of Limpopo and some other provinces as well. You can run the entire city of Cape Town on a 60 billion rand budget. But what is being done with it? I mean, we've seen the latest scandal at Tembisa Hospital, spending half a million rand on skinny jeans, on luxury armchairs. They were paying 230 rand for face towels each. Would you pay 230 rand for an ordinary face towel? You know, I think if you squeeze the corruption out of the system, if you spent the money efficiently and effectively, it would go a long, long way. But instead, we're looking for scapegoats. And I think that you can see in comments on this, I was just reading today, the South African Medical Association was making this very same point that, you know, they need to look at fixing the system first and not diverting attention elsewhere.
I think it's actually as simple as that. Jack Bloom, a member of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature for the Democratic Alliance, talking to us about foreign nationals. Are they a burden on our health system?